Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
So, Meghna, here's a question. You live in Brookline, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so when was the last time, well, first of all, town manager, mayor?
Town administrator.
Town administrator. When was the last time your town administrator asked you how happy you are?
I don't think I've ever been asked that by any town official on a regular or ever basis, but I usually do get a property tax bill. That's pretty regular.
Okay, well, if you lived in my town, the great city of Somerville, famous for many things, and including the invention of marshmallow fluff, you would have received this. It's a so-called well-being community survey, and it came with my annual census. And check it out and read the first question.
Okay, so it says, Dear Somerville resident, this survey is completely voluntary and anonymous. Do not write your name or any other identifying information on this sheet. It says part one, how happy do you feel right now?
Right? What a great town that I live in, right?
Okay. Yeah, the way from I feel very unhappy to I feel very happy right now.
Right, and it runs through a bunch of questions, and that ends with this one. Taking everything into account, how satisfied are you with Somerville as a place to live? But in fact, all this raises a really interesting issue. What should cities do to ensure their residents are happy, and how should they measure that? This is Somerville's first attempt to explore those questions, and from what we understand, it's the first city in the U.S. to do this. Now, joining us to talk about this is the mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone. And Mayor Curtatone, good to have you.
Anthony, how you doing, Meghna? And I'm really happy to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. And also joining us is Tara Acker. She's director of SummerStat, which is Somerville's performance improvement program. And we'll talk about just what that is in a moment. Thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you, Tara.
Thanks.
Mayor Curtatone, let me start with you. Tell us about the happiness survey that residents of Somerville received. What's the goal here?
Well, first, you notice we didn't send it with a tax bill. With a survey.
And I appreciate it.
And our goal is simple, to service our constituents better. And we're guided by one overarching purpose, and that's to make Somerville a great place to live, work, play, and raise a family. And we collect all kinds of data towards that endeavor. Crime data, financial data, performance data, how we fill potholes. And this is another important diagnostic tool to help guide us to form policy and programs that affect your well-being.
So, though, I mean, what kind of answers? I mean, the answers to these basic questions of are you happy and what makes you happy, this will affect policy in some way?
Yes, it'll give us a baseline to start with. It will be geocoding. In other words, we'll be able to geographically be informed where and who is responding, where they live in the city. And we'll be able to determine, as we reconcile that, measure this up against other data we collect, to determine if we're doing a good job. Are our policies affecting you in a positive way? Is it affecting your well-being? Happy and healthy communities are productive communities, and that's our goal.
Tara Acker, let me bring you into the conversation. Expand a little bit on this. This is sort of new stuff for cities and towns to sort of ask directly, you know, are you happy and what can we do to make you happy?
Absolutely. We really believe that it's very important to ask residents what's most important to them, that will inform our policy decision making. We expect that this data is informative. It will be baseline data that will allow us to do correlations, and correlations only. It's not causation, but we will be able to do correlations to determine whether or not we're affecting happiness and well-being. The city of Somerville is known for its innovation. We're leaders in data collection, and this is just one more step in that direction to complete the picture to serve our residents.
So give us an example. How might this data tell you something that will then affect Somerville policy?
Sure. So, for example, we could do see correlations that show low-income residents are less happy. And we could then influence policy decisions that might be geared at increasing free programming for low-income residents. That's one thing. Another thing could be determining overall happiness with open space. And as we figure out our infrastructure in the future, that will inform that discussion.
Hmm. Well, let's get some voices from the street into this conversation. Earlier today, our intern, Amory Sievertson, ventured outside our studios, not Somerville, but into the streets of Brookline to ask the question, how could your city make you happier? Here's some of what we heard.
Hi, I'm Pam Steves, and what a city can do to make me happier is to get better parking facilities.
My name is Eric Broad, and the city could make me happier by leaving the bars open a little bit later.
I am Catherine Atlusky, and the city can make me happy by providing more summer festivals.
Abby Nesgoda, a city could make me happier by having free Wi-Fi everywhere you go, so I can be on my gadgets whenever, wherever.
My name's Hugh O'Donnell. Boston could make me a lot more happier if they could work out a better transport system. You've got fantastic, distinct neighborhoods all across the whole metropolitan area, but it's very difficult to link them together with the current transport system.
Those are some voices from not far outside of our studios. Mayor Curtatone, those kinds of voices, those kinds of issues, these are the things you're looking to hear?
Absolutely. Those are actually really good and logical response, and they're very relevant also. We want people to move to Somerville. We want people to stay there and raise their family there and send their kids to school there. We want businesses to locate there. We want to create lifestyle opportunities for young and old. And what you heard there was testimony of the things people need to really make them happy about a community. And I say this all the time, Anthony. You know, you talk to city managers, administrators, and mayors, and they'll tell you, hey, why am I doing this? Why would I want to do that? My budget's balanced, my bond rating's good. But that document doesn't tell you what makes people happy or want them to live or stay in your community or raise their family there. It doesn't tell why a small business person may want to invest in your city or town. Mm. That's the information we got to get down to if you want to do a good job as elected officials.
Mm. Let me throw this out to our listeners. What do you think of Somerville's efforts to track the happiness of residents? And what could your city do, if anything, to make you happier? And do you think this is the correct role, I guess, of your city administrators? Give us a call, 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Mayor Curtatone, let me ask a really basic question, and it almost makes me sound insensitive, and that is, does happiness matter? And in that sense, I mean, isn't your job to provide sort of necessary and efficient city services? And that might not correlate with what people say makes them happy. For instance, we heard the guy saying he wants the bars open later. That would make him happier, but, you know, that might not be, you know, useful urban policy.
Well, good question. And one answer is not going to tell the whole story. And again, this initial survey will just give us a baseline. My job is obviously I have legal responsibilities and statutory duties as mayor of Somerville, but our overarching purpose, what guides us, what orients us in every action we take in Somerville, is to make it a great place to live, work, play, and raise a family. And I believe I have an inherent responsibility to make sure I try to improve your quality of life no matter who you are. Mm. So information like this is not data you're going to get from our budgets or a story you're going to get from our bond rating. And you can't tell that by how many potholes you fill and how fast you do it or if our crime rate's going. That's all relevant information. And if we can measure that up and reconcile that against the happiness and wellness survey, it's going to give us better guidance for the future to create and develop policy and develop programs that improves your quality of life.
Hmm. Tara, you're nodding your head. I just want you to get you to chime in.
Sure. And the other power of this is that ultimately we would like to create a well-being index to use to measure going forward and could potentially share that with other communities and do regional assessments of well-being. How happy is Somerville compared to Cambridge or Boston? Assuming that other cities would like to adopt the common indicators, we could really have a regional assessment of well-being.
Hmm. I want to bring another voice into our conversation. Ed Glaser is a professor of economics at Harvard University. He's also the author of the recently published book, Triumph of the City. And Professor Glaser, good to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And the reason we wanted to invite you in here, you spoke recently as really one of the great sort of boosters and fans of American cities. What do you think about what Somerville is doing here as a proponent of cities? Can this help make cities better, stronger, better places to live?
It's the kind of innovation that we've now become used to from Somerville. I mean, Somerville has been, during Mayor Curtatone's administration, really a pioneer in innovative measurement. And this is just a really terrific thing. In fact, it's very, very hard for people to know whether or not city governments are really doing their job. It's very, very hard to assess how they're doing and how to compare them across places. Measuring happiness is another innovative way to do it. It's not going to be a bottom line measure. It's not going to be the only measure that people use. But this is a nice piece of innovation. I think the mayor deserves a lot of credit for pushing forward.
And what about that idea of measuring happiness? You're an economist. How is that? How do you do that?
Well, there is a whole happiness science, and Mayor Curtin used one of my colleagues, Dan Gilbert, to do this, and Dan is certainly one of the world's leading experts on measuring happiness. I do think it's, you know, as an economist, while we often hear that money isn't everything, and that's certainly correct, it's also true that happiness isn't everything either. And you know, that gentleman who wanted the bar to stay open later, that might make him happier at 11 o'clock at night, but odds are when he's filling out in the survey in the morning, it may well make him less happy because he's suffering the after effects of those bars being open. And more generally, happiness is an emotion like many others, and there's no particular reason why we think it should be privileged over every other emotion as being the prime desiderata in life. But on the other hand, if, you know, an area is suddenly getting a whole lot less happy, it's a reason to be careful, and that's why I think it's so great that Somerville is measuring it.
That's Ed Glaser. He's a professor of economics at Harvard University. Also in the studio, Mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone, and Tara Acker. She's director of SummerStat, Somerville's performance improvement program. And we're talking about this idea of measuring happiness and what cities can do to help make you happier. Give us a call, 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And let's go to Seth, who's calling from Needham. Hi, Seth.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Seth. What's on your mind?
I just want to, I think it's a fantastic thing, what the mayor is doing in Somerville. I lived in Somerville for two years and then moved back home for financial reasons. And, anytime I spoke with someone about, Somerville who hadn't lived there or been there, they seemed to have kind of this bad rap about it, this bad, opinions just on based on what they had heard. But with me personally, I loved living there and I felt like, I liked it so much that I'm planning on moving back, and I live in the Davis Square area, and I feel
Well, Seth, let me get you to put your finger on something specific. You were in Somerville, you moved away, you missed it. Now you're moving back. What makes you happy there? And you know, talk about it in general terms. What makes you happy about the city you live in?
Sure. What made me happy is I'm 23 years old, and I felt like. Just in general, mostly the people that lived there, I felt like everyone that lived there I had something in common with. I felt like it was the right age demographic and just a really kind of laid-back group of people, all the businesses, and just in general, I just felt like it's a fantastic place to live and very accommodating to the people who live there.
All right, Seth. Well, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Jack, who's calling from Maynard. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Meghna. And hi, Mayor Curtatone.
Hey, Jack.
I just wanted to second exactly what the last caller said about Davis Square in particular. There is an energy there. There is something about the way that Davis Square, you know, exists that is just excellent. I'm a young person as well. I'm 21. And all of my friends and I really do love Davis Square and most parts of Somerville. One thing I did have a question about... as you mentioned that in these surveys, one thing you'd like to get feedback on is if your residents desired possibly more green space or more open space. I think I know that Somerville is in like the top 20 densest municipalities in the United States. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're number one in New England and one of the most densely populated in the country.
Hmm.
Right. So I mean, do you have any particular plans on how you would create green space or something like that in Somerville if your residents did give you feedback that that's what they wanted to see more of?
Good question, Jack.
Yeah,
good
Jack. Care. Hey, I'm glad you lived in Somerville and come back anytime, and we'd love to have you back there. And I'm glad you had a good experience. Yes, we do. We have very aggressive open and recreation space planning strategy for the future, and these type of surveys will help guide us if we're heading in the right direction. To want, you know, how people feel when they live next to a recreational field or a community garden. It's a major part of our whole effort to reverse the trend of childhood obesity and promote community health and wellness in some of us to create more active and open spaces and recreational areas.
Ed Glaser, let me ask you a question. My understanding from the reading I did leading up to this show is that folks in Europe have used surveys like that to sort of get at the core of what makes people happy. What do we know about this kind of research elsewhere?
You know, it's just starting out in Europe. there have been a number of economists, Joe Stiglitz and Amartya Sen, who have pushed for it to be used. And Nicolas Sarkozy, for example, has been enthusiastic about it. But we really are just at the starting point of this. And the real question is the question that you asked, which is it going to be useful? Mm-hmm. We're actually going to learn about public policy. And I don't think, you know, the correlations between unhappiness and low income are going to be all that informative. I mean, it's, you know, we surely do want to deliver better services to people with low income, but it's not clear that happiness service is going to be so helpful with that. Where it's really going to be helpful is in some sense as a way of figuring out whether or not changes in policies are making a difference. And it's often so hard to figure out whether or not some new policy, like a park, let's say, that was opened up, or like a new traffic program that was begun, is that actually making people's lives better in some obvious way? And that's the kind of thing which various life satisfaction questions can be useful for. Do we notice the satisfaction of people living near the park going up? Can we look at these changes over time? And I think one of the things, and that's really where I think it'll get the most bite, and one of the things I really hope is that this is not just limited to Somerville, because the whole thing will become so much more valuable if we have a whole series of these questions from lots of municipalities throughout the Commonwealth and indeed throughout the country, which will enable us to, you know, to actually figure out which cities are doing better and which cities are doing less well.
Hmm. What do you think, Mayor Curtatone? I mean, I know that you're very interested in sort of promoting this as something that makes Somerville a great place to come and live in, but do you like the idea of this being sort of the first in a group of cities that are doing this that will sort of provide some comparative data?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with Ed Glazer, and I have a lot of respect for Ed, and I'm a big fan of his, and work with him on other items. And we've done that actually as part of our performance management tool, SummerStat. We've worked and helped communities launch their own stat programs, a part of MassStat, which is a more regional initiative with Massachusetts and some New England cities and towns. And I think this type of effort spread across to other communities across the Commonwealth and the region will show great benefits.
Hmm. Well, let's take another call. Karen is calling from Jamaica Plain. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I live in the pond area of Jamaica Plain, and so just following up on what you were saying about green space, I really do think it makes a big difference. And one of the things I wanted to add was that because, you know, my house is in a nice location, a lot of the people who are selling their houses are selling them, you know, for condo development. And that has made a difference in my life in a not-so-positive way, and I just wanted to bring that up in terms of having, you know, the green space available to everybody and kind of keeping the middle class vital in our cities.
What do you think, Mayor? I mean, it seems like Karen's putting her finger on this thing. Every town wants to sort of lift itself up, the economics of its identity up, but then you can risk squeezing out sort of working-class housing stock, that sort of thing.
I mean, the issues of gentrification may come to light as part of this survey. We know that in Somerville, as successful as Davis Square was and as we are excited about the expansion of the Green Line to our city, those issues are coming to light. And how do we preserve our soul, our identity? Who are we? You know, who's going to live in our communities? What open space opportunities? Are we still going to be Somerville at the end of the day? And that may come out in the survey as well. It will give us a lot of useful information.
Interesting. Let's take another call. Richard is calling from Swampscott. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to first of all say that much like MCAS measures across the board student achievement, I think this is a great tool for measuring the effectiveness of governments, and mayor foreseeing this in the way a business would measure customer service. I don't think very many government entities consider themselves service providers who should be responsive to their customers. And I think this is looking at government, and I think it's a very healthy exercise, and I thank the mayor.
All right, Richard, thanks for that call. Ed Glazer, the idea of government as a service provider, is that something new or something that sort of deserves to be promoted, I guess, in a more emphatic way? And is that what you see happening here?
Well, new, I certainly would hope not. I mean, government certainly are service providers. But should it always be promoted? Should it always be shouted from the rooftops on a daily basis? Yes, absolutely. It's important that governments see themselves as that way. And it's important that citizens see their governments as being service providers, because it builds a greater stake for them in the government. And one of the things I think that's one of the big questions going forward on these satisfaction type questions is whether or not we're better served with more holistic questions like, today, are you currently feeling happy? Or should we be asking more specific questions that are tied to the government or tied to the level of particular services? Are you happy with the amount of greenery around you? Are you happy with your daily commute? Things of that nature. I don't think we know the answer to that, but that's as we go forward along this line of better measurement, the question of specificity of the question becomes really critical.
It seems like, I take your point because I was looking at a survey done by the Healthway Gallup survey before this show, and it didn't look at cities in particular. It was looking at where Americans were happiest on a state-by-state basis. And the states that were ending up sort of providing the most happiness were places like Colorado and Hawaii, open space, beaches, ocean, mountains. And that sort of makes me go, well, what's a Mayor Curtatone going to do with information like that when it comes to a city like Somerville?
Well, I think that's right, and that gets back to my original point about happiness not being everything. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot to do in life in terms of, you know, trying to be productive for the world and trying to be of service, that, you know, it might make sense to sacrifice a little bit of happiness for Joe Curtatone to take care of his constituents. He might not always be happy at 11:30 at night trying to take care of somebody's problem he's got to solve. That might not necessarily make him happy, but he still might think it's the right thing to do.
Mayor Curtatone, let me read you. Aaron writes on our website, radioboston.org. We're looking forward to hearing about the geographic aspect of the survey. As a young family in East Somerville, we often feel isolated and ignored.
Well, you should know you're in East Somerville, Anthony. How do you feel?
I was trying to keep that under wraps.
And we
Mr.
can't. I don't know if we can compete with the mountains in Colorado, but we are the city of Seven Hills, so we can make some sort of argument. And no, Aaron brings up a good point. And we've heard for many years in East Somerville, and accurately described, has been neglected in terms of services, and that's helped guide our policies. But these types of surveys will help guide us as well. You know, is there a satisfaction disparity between those who live in the eastern part of the city and in the western part of the city? Is there a divide? Is that based on the perception of services or in reality? And again, we sit in our offices, we develop policy, but when you bring it down to the grassroots levels, we really want to know, are we positively affecting your lives? And I'm glad the private sector comparison was made. I think government needs to do more in terms of catching up to the private sector and treating its constituents like customers, because we have a fiduciary duty to them.
Mm. Tara Acker, when are we going to get results from the survey?
So the survey is closed June 1st, and we expect to have a lot of the analysis complete by mid to late June. And the one thing I just want to follow up on with what Mayor Curtatone just said about private sector is that while this is very much like a private sector approach, we actually paid very little money to complete this survey. It was done on a shoestring budget. We basically piggybacked with the city census, so it was a few extra pennies on each survey, and we, Ed Glazier mentioned Dan Gilbert. We partnered with Dan Gilbert. He helped us refine our survey question. We initially used the Gallup as a model and quickly learned that is many of the questions are outdated, and we selected more modern questions that measure happiness at a point in time.
Okay, so late June. So, Mayor Curtatone, will you come back and talk about these results when we get them?
Well, we'll be happy to come back.
All right, we look forward to it. That's Mayor Joe Curtatone, Mayor of Somerville. We also heard from Tara Acker, Director of SummerStat, Somerville's Performance Improvement Program, and Ed Glazer, Professor of Economics at Harvard University and author of the book Triumph of the City. Professor Glazer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mayor Curtatone, good to have you. And Tara Acker, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back after a short break. Coming up, Gardening Up. Megna gets a course in vertical gardening, perfect for an urban landscape. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks with Megna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.